Is that the stats bar for game stuff?
Yeah.
I like how there's one really big blue bar in the graph.
That was the day something went nuts on StumbleUpon.
How many?
That was 6,000. Not bad. I found out, just from reading Penny Arcade's book, it seems like when they started to become profitable, that he had 20,000 unique visits a day.
So you're quarter of the way there. Except for
I kind of
not every day.
Level out of, yeah, whatever. You know, give me 5 more years of working for nothing and maybe I'll turn a profit.
The 21st of November, 2011.
A lot of games have come out on that date, haven't they? Or on the 22nd? I remember, I want to check this now. I'm pretty sure Metroid Prime 1 and Metroid Fusion came out on the 21st of November.
I don't know. You can check.
I am going to check. I'll check while you do the intro. How about that?
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm AJ Minotti. Maybe joined by my brother Michael. I don't know if he's really here or not.
Hello.
So yeah, we're going to do our show this week. We have our new segment, not a ton of it this week, at least I thought it was worth talking about, but games. We have plenty of games, including the recently released Zelda Skyward Sword.
I was way off, it was the 17th.
Uh-huh. I've skipped. See, this is why I'm bad at this. I skipped.
Yeah, you're terrible. Let me get back to
it. Yeah, go ahead.
So we'll start with the news, and we'll go into... What are the odds, which is our game this week, as I like to say.
Yay.
Then we'll go into our week in gaming, Skyward Sword, Assassin's Creed, more Skyrim.
Halo.
Oh, you've been playing Halos, yeah. So that'll be fun. Lots to talk about, again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go into the release dates, and that'll be the show. So let's go.
Okay.
The news.
So I thought this was kind of cool. Remember Stardock, the guys who make, like, Sins of a Solar Empire? They used to own Impulse. But then they sold it to GameStop.
Yeah.
So now their games are going to be showing up on Steam, starting with Sins. You can get the entire, like, Sins with all of its expansions. It's like $20 right now.
Oh, that's fine.
Which I might actually consider repurchasing, like, after the holiday, because I really like that game. I haven't played much of it of late. Mostly because I really hated having Impulse on my computer, because literally Impulse was my Sins of the Solar Empire player. That's all it was for. So, yeah, good for them, branching out. So Torchlight 2 was delayed. Beyond the end of the year, which is
probably for the best.
Well, they were shooting. They always said they were shooting for end of 2011. They came out with a very clever press release. I'll read a little snippet from it. We feel pretty safe in saying that if you enjoyed Torchlight at all, this sequel is superior in every respect. Right now, our job is to ensure that the quality level is consistent all the way to the end. Besides, you're all playing Skyrim right now anyway, aren't you? Or Battlefield 3, or Uncharted 3, or Saints Row 3, or Arkham City. Or Skyward Sword, or Minecraft, or Modern Warfare 3, or Dark Souls, or Assassin's Creed Revelations. Those are awesome games. When Torchlight 2 goes live, we want to be awesome too, all the way through.
Yeah, quite well made.
You can't really argue with their logic.
No. Well, it's why it's a terrible time to release kind of a lower profile game, like, say, a Jurassic Park.
Right.
Which we'll get into later.
News.
I'm sure that's showing up in your news.
What? Right?
Jurassic Telltale?
I figured you'd have it in your stuff, but we could do it now if you'd like.
I guess I kind of didn't. Well, I kind of did. I guess we talk about then. Let's talk about it a little bit now.
Yeah.
So, they had a bad week.
Yeah, well, after all the hoopla with the Jeep.
Yeah.
Which, the some guy from the company came out and said he'd personally pay for the damages. Apparently, this is being handled by someone who no longer works at Telltale as well.
And apparently, she got bombarded with threatening phone calls because...
Yeah.
So, the whole thing was ugly.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No one looked great, I guess. But still, not good PR for Telltale.
Mm-hmm.
But worse is that Telltale employees, supposedly on their own, I guess, were just... They went on Metacritic. And using the usernames they use on, like, Telltale forums or something, were leaving glowing positive reviews for Jurassic Park the game. And it was fishy for two reasons. First off, they were the only positive reviews for the game. Second off, they used proper punctuation.
Wait a minute. Something's wrong. These weren't written by people on the internet.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, you'd think developers would learn by now not to do that.
Yeah, I can get away with it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. You know, it's just, it goes to show you're only as good as your last game. Because people love Telltale. And, you know, from what I understand, Jurassic Park's not that great.
No, it's not very good, supposedly.
It's very, apparently the point-and-click parts are really simple. And the rest of the game is almost like, see, like a Dragon's Lair. In its,
like, I
kind of
worried that they were going to keep going that direction. Because I liked Back to the Future a lot. Mm-hmm. But I liked the story a lot. I thought they got a lot of that right. I thought that the adventure gaming elements were really dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
But at least that one still had, like, places to explore one. It sounds like this one's just incredibly linear and just weird also.
Yeah.
And, well, again, a lot of QTEs.
It's a problem
QTEs
when,
are so out of style.
It's a problem when you say that you're going to go for something like Heavy Rain when you don't have anywhere near the budget.
Right, and I hate Heavy Rain, but, like...
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, at least look is good.
Yeah.
If you're going to say that.
I mean, you're a Telltale.
Yeah.
And you're a small studio. That's fine. Just don't...
Just do your thing. Yeah. It's fine.
Next.
So, there were these rumors flying at the beginning of the week that it was confirmed that Kojima was heading up Metal Gear Solid 5. It was like a cover story in...
Wait, is this not confirmed anymore?
Oh, no, yeah. The actual magazine came out where, like, he was just like, it might happen maybe someday, I guess. I don't really want to have to be the director. Maybe I'll just do a level.
Oh, so we were lied to?
It was taken out of context and then went through the game of telephone.
Oh. And I had to delete, like, two of my what are the
odds?
Them
in.
No, they're no fun now. They don't make sense. God.
So, yeah. Everyone could calm down.
Oh, that's too bad. I was kind of yellow. At first I was like, oh, gosh, of course, they're doing another one. They finished it, too. Then I kind of got excited about it. So now I'm hurt.
Sorry. Maybe you'll feel better if you buy a Legend of Zelda 3DS. It was announced in Europe, and it's coming out to America on Thanksgiving.
Along with a Mario 3DS, right?
Yes.
I already have a 3DS.
Chris is getting one.
Well, yeah, because Chris is a crazy Zelda fanboy with a decent amount of income right now.
I didn't realize how deeply obsessed with this franchise he is.
I don't know how you didn't know
that. Yeah, I guess that...
He has a life-size shield.
And the sword.
And the sword in his room. I don't understand how you didn't know this.
I don't know.
This is far and away his favorite franchise.
I guess so. I didn't realize he was that fanatic about it.
I don't know how you didn't know this.
I guess this is how people don't realize family members are addicted to crack.
Yeah. You realize I got him the Ocarina of Time for his birthday, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
God.
Well, now I know what to look for Christmas for him. So EA is facing a class action lawsuit because after promising to put Battlefield 1943 into the PS3 version of Battlefield 3, they didn't. You think that's, like, justified?
Maybe legally. I guess I would be so upset that I have to sue them. Like, what would the damages be? Like,
you want your free game.
But knowing the legal process, they're probably asking for way much more than that.
The problem is, like, it's a weird, murky situation. Because, like, where they promised that was you know, just kind of like in interviews and press events. Never, like, in a commercial. It's not, like, on the box.
Oh, that's true.
So it's like, I mean, yeah, they said it. I don't know. I don't know where I fall on this.
Yeah, maybe they're okay.
But
I mean,
there's also you see a similar thing happen with Saints Row 3. Where they said on the PS3 there was going to be exclusive content that didn't happen.
Whoops.
Yeah. I think they need to... Probably they forgot they said it.
And they just stopped promising things.
Yeah. Just don't talk.
It's like, when you buy our game, you will get a game.
Mm-hmm.
That game.
There will be a game.
There will be one game in there. We will not promise any more. We might do more games, but... All right, next.
The Tales studio is dead. As in the Tales of series.
Well, they'll keep making
the franchise
those games.
Will live on because they still are able to churn them out. But
it's weird because those games are very popular in Japan.
Japan, I guess, so not here
well,
so much.
Plenty of other JRPG series seem to get by with that, and they make so many of them.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they made too many.
Maybe they made too many. That's weird because they were one of the few studios that seemed able to turn out a JRPG in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that kind of sucks. I kind of like those games. I mean, I haven't kept up with it.
Right.
I really liked Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube.
Right, right.
But it does kind of seem like the problem is that the games are all very similar.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I guess there's just
they,
a
they
lot
came
of
out
debt.
So often, but there was nothing really to differentiate them to any great degree.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it sucks that all the studio has to close. I'm sure a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, but there will be Tales games. Maybe mm-hmm. it'll get a fresh perspective now.
That could be. One JRPG I'm excited about that is coming to iOS next month is Chrono Trigger. They announced it for iPhone.
I feel bad that, like, I finally buckled and just played a ROM of this game. And then, like, right after that, I got finally, like, got released for all these other platforms.
I know. Maybe I'll actually beat it this time since it'll be on my phone and always with me.
There you go.
But see, they're giving it, like, a touchscreen interface, and, you know, it's not just a little port.
Yeah, a JRPG, that's not exactly pick up and play for me. I want to sit down and play it for at least a few hours at a time. That's just me, though.
Be good if you need to grind.
No, it would be, I guess. But when you really want to make progress, it kind of sucks.
Right. The last thing I got is that Valve has announced that by the end of the year, the Counter-Strike Go beta will launch. Global Offensive, of course.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so by, did I say December? I meant November. End of November, they plan to launch it, starting with at least 10,000 participants and ramping up. It'll start off with DE Dust and DE Dust 2.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what you would do.
Popular maps.
I guess so.
I'm excited.
I hope I get in. Maybe I won't, though. I have not been getting the betas lately. You told me I should have gotten an email about SoulTour. I did not get it.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh. Well, I guess
maybe
you're
it's different.
First.
Maybe it's a different invite from the one from Penny Arcade. Because, I mean, I'm just signed up on their general list, too.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I'll be playing it again this weekend. Yay!
Yeah, you have nothing else to play.
I have nothing else to talk about, too. That's the news.
Oh. Did you see that thing where Square Enix said they're going to start? They, like, realized that their incredibly long development cycles are costing them money.
They probably had, like 10 meetings to figure that out.
Yeah, they probably did. They're like, guys, why?
Whiteboards were used.
Why are we losing money? I don't get it.
Let's hire some analysts.
Well, here's the problem, guy. They brought some guy in from America. I was like, listen, that whole, like, 6 years that you spent making Final Fantasy 13, you couldn't make any money off of Final Fantasy 13 because it was not for sale.
That's a problem.
And then, despite your ridiculously long development cycle, it came out and still disappointed a lot of people.
Then you rushed Final Fantasy 14. That didn't work either.
Well, they even rushed it. They just released it unfinished.
There's got to be like a middle ground here.
I don't understand what that was about. Like, for some reason, they're going to spend 6 years on Final Fantasy 13.
13, but 14, get it out the door. 13, don't care if it's not done. Ship it.
Right. So random. Hopefully we'll get a Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts 3 now. I don't know what's going on versus 13. They should have just canceled that years ago.
Yeah, that's done.
But anyway, here are what are the odds.
Okay.
And starting out, what are the odds that Final Fantasy 15 is released in the next 2 years?
0%. That's the easiest one you've ever asked me. Now, here.
But they said they want shorter development cycles.
So?
You don't believe them is the problem.
13-2. They're working on that now, which means they won't even think about 15 till that's done.
Sometimes they have different, like, teams. Like, they had, like, the guy who did 12 was a
different
team. They're making
13-2. They're making versus 13. They're still fixing Final Fantasy 14. They're stretched a little thinner
right now. I think they
opened
a new studio. Maybe specifically.
Now, I mean, one thing is they said that they did license Unreal Engine again. I mean, maybe they're going to use that for Final Fantasy. Rather than having to build the tech themselves.
Well, now they already have that stupid engine of theirs. I mean, there was a time when they used to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VIII came out like, was it year?
It's just two years
after 7.
It's just the continuing struggles of Japanese developers with HD. Like, they can't figure out an efficient workflow for it.
I guess not.
You know? Now, let me turn the tables on you a little bit now. What are the odds that Final Fantasy XV comes out before Kingdom Hearts 3?
I say about 70%.
I'll say 80. I think it'll happen.
I think so too, which makes no sense to me. Kingdom Hearts 2 would make more money. Like I said, I don't know the business decisions that they're making over there and why they make them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like the producers now. Maybe it was the producers and they were like making Final Fantasy 14. We can make more money off of a bad game than a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
People like MMOs.
People like everyone.
Look at how many people play World of Warcraft.
Then they'll just pay everyone.
It's like, yeah, everyone else in the world figured out that logic doesn't work 10 years ago. Not 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
All right, that's next.
Go ahead.
What are the odds that Telltale Games gets another big Hollywood license?
I don't know. Because, I mean, Back to the Future did pretty good. Jurassic Park, I mean, it's getting kind of panned, but we don't know what its sales are like.
Well, keep in mind what it's going up against.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing. It drives me crazy when they're going on and on about how much they're marketing it to casuals. Well, no, you're not. Just because you make a game that's easy doesn't mean you automatically market it something for casuals. You have to market it to them. Like, how are they going to learn about this game? Is there a commercial for it? No, I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Is it going to be, like, advertised on QVC or something?
Maybe there's something on the Blu-ray for it that came out recently.
Yeah, okay, maybe, but I don't think there's much going on. So basically you're hoping that people, that moms will walk across a video game aisle and see a Jurassic Park box.
I hate this whole idea,
it's not exactly an incredibly relevant franchise right now.
I hate this idea that you're going to make your game more casual-friendly, more mass-market appeal by making it easy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's not the barrier to entry. It's just they don't want a video game. Even, like, the way, like Ninja Gaiden and Bayonetta all have, like, these super easy modes. Like, oh, well, if you didn't like the game, you could play it with one hand. Well, that sounds fun.
Well, yeah, there is such a hypocrisy with difficulty these days.
Yeah.
Where I think unless a game is kind of, like, that's the selling point, that it's hard, and the people don't want to deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People are lazy now. And I'm sorry, but people are. They've softened up. I hear a lot of people complain about Uncharted 3, and I know it sounds like I'm just defending Uncharted 3 because I'm the Uncharted 3 fanboy. That, oh, the, you know, it's the fighting's broken. No, it's not broken. It's just not a total snooze fest like Gears of War or Call of Duty is.
Mm-hmm.
There are some tough fights in there.
Yeah.
And I read one article a bit more. I can't remember if he was talking about directly about Uncharted 3 or something else, but he literally said, I do not have the time to fail anymore in video games. Like, you know, he doesn't have the free time he once did. He doesn't want to try. He just wants to constantly accomplish. And I can understand that, but that's just not very much fun to me anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Ninja Gaiden. I don't like Dark Souls because I don't like something that's that hard. But at the same time, I don't want a game I just snooze through. There's a middle ground, and I like that middle ground.
You played through Call of Duty. Did you think on its default setting it was too easy?
A little bit.
Yeah. But anyways, next. Oh, by the way, I guess I will say, what did you say? What was your percent? Did you even give one on that?
I guess it didn't. So percentage that they'll get another license, 40%.
Like big hardware. I'm sure they'll get another stupid. Yeah, I'll go 20%. Like, they'll get a CSI again. Actually, they lost, like, NCIS even, huh?
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. What are the odds that you will buy the Jak and Daxter HD collection?
When's it come out?
Not soon. I think they finally just formally announced it.
Oh, well, if it's in, like, a dry spell period of time, 80% odds. I like Jak 3 a lot. Jak 3 was really good. Jak 1 was great. Jak 2 was kind of a...
Jak 1 always kind of came off as a poor man's Banjo-Kazooie to me.
More Crash Bandicoot, but I know what you mean. I mean, it was the first game. It was solid. It wasn't anything spectacular. 2 tried to be all dark. Like, Jak didn't talk in the first one. They gave him a voice in the second one, and he was always all gruff and angry. And then the third one, they kind of realized no one liked the douchebag, so they evened him out. It's a very similar cycle to Prince of Persia,
right? Yeah. Because
the Dark Jak was still in the third one. Like, you transform back and forth between different forms of Jak, like normal, light, and dark. But like I said, 3 was really good.
I played some of 1, didn't play 2 or 3. Don't really have any interest in going back.
Yeah.
I've moved on from...
You're going to support your friends at Naughty Dog?
Oh, you say it like that, I'm like... All right, what are the odds that the 3DS is the best-selling system in December?
Huh. Pretty good.
I mean...
70%? I don't know.
Most people own these other systems at these points, right?
Right. It's got the smallest install base. The price isn't too high. It'll be a hot giftable item for kids, especially with all the bundles they're doing now.
Yeah, you'll have Mario Kart and Mario. And
yeah, there's finally some really good games out for it. Yeah, I mean, this is 3DS's chance to shine. If it doesn't, something's really wrong.
So what are your odds then?
Yeah, I'll give like a 75% chance of being.
I'll go about like, 80. It really should be at this point.
Right.
Okay, then on the same token, what are the odds that something besides Modern Warfare 3 is the best-selling game in December?
Oh, 0%.
Zero? Nothing else?
Nah, nothing will touch the numbers of it. I mean, there will be other good-selling games, but that's going to be the far and away winner.
It'll be number 2. It'll just be, like, something boring, like Battlefield.
Yeah, Either that or, I mean, maybe Assassin's Creed.
Maybe. Zelda? Zelda have a chance?
No.
I mean, a lot of people have Wiis.
I know. I just don't think it's going to sell. I mean, a lot of people have Wiis, but they're people who bought it to play Wii Sports, and that's it.
Fair enough. All right, then. What are the odds that you would name a child after a video game character, like Dovahkiin?
Look,
actually happened, I guess.
If it's like Fred, sure. If it's something weird that most people can't pronounce, no.
See, I would not name a child after a video game character at all. I name my pets after stupid video game characters.
Right.
Like, I mean, a kid, I'll have some kind of more interesting meaning behind it than, well, I named you Mario because, like, I don't want to tell him, like, oh, I like this video game a lot, and that's, you know, why you got your name.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a crapshoot. Like, remember one time we were at Disneyland? No, you weren't with me. It was Christmas.
I know,
with me.
Yeah,
we met a girl named Arwen, whose parents named her because they like Lord of the Rings. And fortunately for her, she likes Lord of the Rings as well.
See,
but what if she didn't like Lord of the Rings?
Right.
Now, here, I mean, the other thing, too, is, like, my name is Armand. And it's a strange name, and people always have to say something about it, or they say it wrong, or, you know, going through, like, elementary school is awkward because of it. So I'm very anti-weird name. Like, your name's Mike.
Well, you know.
You've had it easy.
Well, that's because our mom rebelled against your weird name so much. I guess she went to the most, like, you know, what was the best thing going in names at that point.
Yeah, right? And then Chris is Chris. I mean, geez.
Yeah, so, AJ, yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah, I like AJ. So, yeah, I mean, Dovahkiin, especially, like, I mean, at least Arwen, people know what Lord of the Rings is. Can you imagine, like, 20 years from now?
Yeah.
What the hell is your name? Well, you see, 20 years ago, this game came out for this thing called the Xbox. My dad really liked it, and they got some free shit out of it, so.
That's some swag.
Yeah. Well, I think they get every Bethesda game for free forever now.
Okay, I hope so. God. All right. This is the last one, I guess. What are the odds that the Wii U launches with a new Mario game? Because it's probably going to come out around this time next year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and since Mario 3D Land just came out, which I presume would be the team to work on the next console Mario game, that gives them more or less a year to make a game in HD.
Well, it won't be a Zelda game.
No, I don't think it'll be a Mario game
Something's
either.
You don't think there will be a Mario game? Well, here's what I said. What about the new Super Mario Brothers team?
Something like that, yeah. That makes more sense, I guess.
So, they already kind of – that was one of the quote-unquote demos they were showing.
Yeah, so it'll probably be something in that vein. It won't be like a 3D –
I think it's a shame.
Kind of follow-up to a Galaxy.
So what else is – what are they going to do launch with that? Are they going to do Metroid? Metroid kind of
– I feel like they should do Star Fox.
Yeah, they really should.
I mean, you got the tablet control that could be like the steering wheel. You got the screen on there that could show like HUD information.
They really should.
Yeah.
It's been so long since like a real new proper
Star Fox came out. Yeah.
And
the brand's been a bit revitalized on the 3DS.
You can launch with Star Fox and F-Zero. There's other things launched.
Yeah, F-Zero too. That where's that series gone?
Not since that GameCube one, huh?
I know.
Didn't they make a weird one for the Game Boy Advance? It was like completely based off like some anime.
It was based, yeah, and like I mean, it looked more like a sequel to the original Super Nintendo game.
I prefer like the 64 and beyond ones.
64,
I can
kind of
tell what's going on. All right, then. That's what are the odds?
Okay.
So I actually haven't even had a chance to start Zelda yet.
Let me gush.
See, you weren't very excited leading into this.
I know. This is how good it is. Okay. You know how every Zelda game kind of starts off really slow and boring for, like, the first 2 hours?
Yeah.
This one's not boring.
Really?
It's slow, but it's not boring.
Hmm.
I'll put it this way. For the 4 hours of the game I played so far, this is the best game Nintendo's ever made. I mean, from a craftsman point of view, from a technical...
They made Super Mario Galaxy, too.
I know. From a storytelling, animation, graphical style, all of it is the best they've done. I could very confidently say
that's
that.
That's kind of, well, cool. Slow down. That's pretty high praise.
I know.
They're Nintendo.
I know.
You're that impressed with this.
During all the beginning stuff, the dialogue was well written.
Really?
It wasn't just static people standing around zoomed into the screen talking at you. Like, people actually moved around and stuff during the cutscenes, which sounds like a simple thing, but for a Nintendo game, that's a freaking revelation.
There's still no voice acting. Does that bother you?
No. I'm fine. There's enough, like... They do sort of Animal Crossing sort of sounds.
Or like they kind of start with just one noise.
It gets it across. That's fine. And the characters' faces animate so well that you totally understand. Like, they're still acting to it, you know what I mean? The world is gorgeous. It's so well realized. The whole concept of, you know, these people living on these floating islands in the sky and everything. And then, like, it's kind of Avatar in that everyone's paired up with their loft wing, the bird that you fly. Okay. And there's just something really cool about, like, whenever you want to fly to another island, you run off the edge, start, like, skydiving, you push a button, the bird swoops underneath you, picks you up, and then you go on
That's
your way. It's just, it's a cool thing to do.
You really do, like, just, you use that bird to get around this game.
Well, the game's basically broken into two halves. Above the clouds, below the clouds, and the surface. Mm-hmm. When you're on the surface, the bird can't go down there with you. Basically, you fly over holes in the cloud that you open up gradually, and you skydive down. And you have, like, a sailcloth that you can use, which is cool, because you can actually break any fall in the game now with this sailcloth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You have to manually deploy it, but you have it.
So, have you, like, gone into a proper dungeon yet?
Yeah, I finished the forest temple. I mean, yeah, it's funny. It's still the Zelda formula. You got a forest temple. I'm on my way to the fire temple. But there's enough new stuff in it that it kind of brings the old formula up to par with it, if that makes any sense.
Oh, fair enough.
You know, you've got some fun new items so far. The one I have is the Scarab Beetle, which I believe you played at E3, where you launch a little thing. You could kind of steer it with the Wii remote, and it'll pick up items, hit switches. It's basically like a boomerang you could control. I wish it had, like, a go faster button.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Same thing when you're flying on your bird. You control that the same way with the Wii remote. You can shake the remote to flap its wings to gain altitude, and then dive bomb to pick up speed.
Cool.
You have dashes, very much like Epona.
So it all works, though.
Oh, totally. And the thing you realize when you're playing this game is Wii Sports Resort was the testbed for this game. The
it's
flying
like
in this game is exactly like that flying. The sword play, exactly like the sword play. You even, now with bombs, you have the option to throw them overhand or bowl them underhand. You can even put spin on it if you want to curve it into something. I mean, it all works really well. My only gripe with the controls is it entirely uses Motion Plus. So it doesn't even use the IR sensor for targeting. You're constantly having to recenter, which they make very easy to do. You just hit down on the D-pad, and then wherever you're pointing becomes center. But it's always getting thrown off constantly, which is kind of a pain in the ass. It's not the end of the world. It's just I don't understand why they couldn't, like, supplement the two to improve, like, the center point. The only, like, I'm trying to think, like, what else really bothers me about it. Not much so far. There was another thing that annoyed me. That
How's the music,
about.
Like, in the game?
This game explains to everyone now why if you're going to try to do something that sounds like it's orchestrated, just orchestrate it. I mean, when you compare this to the music of, like, Twilight Princess, it makes that game sound like a childish endeavor.
See, I mean, and that was a big problem I had with Twilight Princess was that it was MIDI music in the year 2006.
Yeah. The soundtrack is gorgeous.
Zelda.
The music that plays when you're flying is awesome.
Finally.
The only song that could have been better is if they licensed Soarin' from Disney. It's great.
I'm just glad we finally have that orchestrated music going on in Zelda.
Yeah. And then the sword play in the game is awesome. I mean, the way you
it
have to do
it makes every fight interesting now, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. You know, some of them, you kind of figure out, like, little tricks to some of the enemies, and they become fairly easy still, which is fine. It's just so funny to me how this game kind of one-ups what was going to be the big deal about Metal Gear Rising, because you can totally
it's
slice
true.
Shit up in any angle you want.
It's true.
And it works. It's just I hate to say it, because everyone's like, oh, it shouldn't matter, but god damn it, I want this game to be in HD.
Right.
It looks so good, but it's like, it's like telling a nearsighted person to play with their glasses off, but you could still make it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, I want to be able to see it as well as possible. But it's just, it really is a pretty game. The textures are great. The style is incredible.
I think it would be interesting if this was the Wii's launch game and not Twilight Princess.
Right.
And we had this functionality built in. And that first time you played a Zelda game,
this is what
you were able to do this stuff instead of just swing it in. Like,
this is what we all thought the Wii was going
to
do.
Right, and it's finally doing it now on its deathbed.
5 years later, yeah. Like,
on it, yeah.
Almost to the day. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, when the Wii was announced 6 years ago, this is the game I thought I would have been playing. It took us 6 years to get there, but at least it's here.
Yeah, we got
it. You know, we did eventually get it. So, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm 4 hours in. People are saying they've been playing it 40, 50 hours, so
We'll see.
Pretty lengthy adventure there. There's one more thing I was going to say, and I can't think what the hell it was.
Something negative, it sounded like you
wanted to say. Yeah. Huh.
Oh, well.
Indeed.
You're not, yeah.
The other thing I'll say, too, is the character designs don't suck in this game. I always feel like Zelda games have like these really dumb looking over the top characters that
I kind of don't mind those.
I always thought they were stupid, especially because I mean Link looks so fairly normal,
right?
Everyone else like has like all these weird bug eyes and dumb facial hair. And
I kind of like
odd body proportions, but
I don't know.
With a few exceptions, this game everyone actually is very well designed. I like the look of all the characters a lot. It's really good. I really really like it.
All right, now I want to play it. Jeez,
You should.
Well, I played some Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I haven't started this yet, so tell me.
I will say, I mean, it's Assassin's Creed, and I like Assassin's Creed a lot. Mm-hmm. I will say that, remember how we made a big deal how, wow, Brotherhood feels like it wasn't made in a year at all.
Yeah.
This game kind of feels like it was made in a year.
Ugh, that sucks.
It kind of does. Like, just like, it's not
now, wasn't
like,
this one made by the team who actually made 2?
I don't know about all that.
Okay.
But, like, something, it's just like some things are kind of awkward. Like, the very beginning, they do kind of like an it's like a montage, where just some guy speaking over, kind of telling you what happened before, like previously on Assassin's Creed, and it's kind of awkward, and it's kind of it's not very well done.
Right.
Some of the like animations and cutscenes are just kind of weird, things like that. But like the thing that has bugged me the most is like instead of like it seems like feathers, you can kind of collect just data fragments.
Okay.
And you collect so much of them, you go inside a portal, you do this thing, and I think I don't know, maybe this is replacing the. Remember, like, Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood, what was that called? Like, The Secret or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. I never
and
finished those
it, like, you did, like, weird riddles, and they were kind of neat. They're kind of creepy. This, you go into, like, these very sterile places. You're in a first-person view while you do very bad first-person platforming while Desmond monologues for about 15 minutes or so. Maybe it just felt like 15 minutes.
Huh.
It goes on, and, like, sometimes there will be a projection on a white wall. And, like, towards the end of it, I had the ability to, like, place an angled, like, a slope or just a regular block in front of me to platform more. And it was very weird and boring.
Mm.
And kind of, and, like, it was just straight exposition.
Hmm.
And there's, like, a bunch of these, apparently. And, like, it was bizarre. Like, I felt like, oh, it's a white room. Because he had a year, I guess. Okay. Like, maybe they thought this was interesting, but it bugs me. But, I mean, again... The Assassin's Creed stuff, you know, like, Constantinople looks great.
Uh-huh.
I still like Ezio a lot. We are getting to the problem now where they just keep adding shit.
So like, you're worried it's becoming a little bloated?
It is, because, like, the hook blade's okay. But, again, now it makes things complicated again. Because now it's like, oh, when you're climbing buildings, push the B button at the right time, and then you can also extend your reach a little bit. Then push the A button. You can launch yourself up a little bit. It's kind of nice, and it makes the climbing faster, but, gosh, how many things I have to remember right. While just climbing? Like, I like it better for, like, the just going down slopes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, now I have cherry bombs to distract gods and, like, guards, and there's all these other explosives and things, and, oh, there's so much going on. And I have all my old items almost immediately. I'm like, wait, what else do I have again? And... It's just. It's.
Do you still have the crossbow at least?
I don't think I have it yet. I have a gun.
Oh, the crossbow it was like the win button in Brotherhood.
And there's like that whole tower defense thing.
Yeah, how's that?
I did one of them. It was like the intro one. It was very easy. I don't know if it gets harder. Like I said, it was kind of interesting, but it's nothing like an Assassin's Creed game. You really stand there and like play tower defense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that. I like everything Assassin's Creed about it. It's not going to be one of the best games ever like Brotherhood was.
Yeah.
It made bad decisions.
That's too bad.
And, you're going to have to play this.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to see what happens.
Right.
You know what's going to go on before Assassin's Creed 3. And, you know, it's still fun. I still like this franchise.
Yeah.
I still like the base gameplay.
That's the thing, too. I'm completely invested in the franchise. Right. So it's like, you got to play it.
I feel like now, too, after playing Batman, the melee combat feels a little... clunky sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I kind of have some negative things to say about it. Disappointing.
It's too bad.
But we'll see. Anyways, on the other end of the spectrum, you have Skyrim, which is still proving to be amazing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not really sure if I have anything else to say about it right now.
Well, I mean, we played it a lot more since we talked about it last week, I guess. We only had really 2-3 days to play.
I mean, it's true, but it's still kind of just doing its awesome thing.
It's so, so good.
I especially like the mage... not Mage Guild, the college. They call it quest lines. Those are all very good.
Yeah, that was fun. Get some good items.
They did get some good items. But I don't know. Where are we at on time here?
I don't know.
Find out for me.
Yeah, like 35 minutes.
What? We've not been only doing this for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
How did that...
Want to talk about Skyrim some more?
Gosh, I really don't have anything else to say. I beat Super Mario 3D Land.
Well, oh, yeah. How was the end of that?
It was good, actually. I liked it. And, like, the last few worlds got pretty challenging. And it's cool because you do, like, S worlds after it, which they seem to be, like, just as many S worlds. And I can't tell if they're reskin version of the other worlds. Some of them seem like they're completely new levels, too.
Yeah, well.
And they're doing a little bit of them. You unlock Luigi, which is fun. Mm-hmm. So I can play as him. That was, like, what, another 15 seconds?
Wait, I still have more stuff to talk about.
You do?
You're cutting me off here.
I'm terrified. What do you want to talk about?
Well, first, I do want to say one more thing about Skyrim.
Okay.
I mean, all the quests are really great. I'm really having fun with them. But still, some of the most fun I've had with this game is just the random shit that happens.
Yeah, I like... It really is a good game to explore. Even just, like, you found a dungeon. Well, let's go in there and see what's in it.
Well, one of the best things they did is how there's, like, dragon lofts.
Yeah, I love those.
And you'll see them come up on your compass as, like, a dragon. As soon as I see one of those, I, like, light up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, boy. Because all of those are dragon fight, and there's usually a word wall up there as well. So you know you're going to have the soul, you're going to learn a word, you're going to get a new ability. The last one I did was on one of the mountain peaks, and after I killed the dragon, I woke up this, like, undead wizard who's, like, buried next to the word wall. That thing was hard as hell. I think he was similar to the guy you fight at the end of the college quest, because yeah, I got, like, another mask from him.
Oh, right.
And,
right.
Oh, my God, like, because I completely drained my mana, and I didn't have any more potions, so I'm using two different staves on the guy and just filling him up with soul gems, and, man, it was freaking fun. It's just, like, I just love that, like, the stuff you stumble upon in that game. And also, I had a very sad story come up in the game. You
see, your horse die?
No, the horse died a long time ago.
Who gives a shit about him?
But I was playing, and I was walking towards one of the towns, and I found two dead wolves. I was like, how did these wolves die? And then I looked, and I saw a dog limping by. I was like, oh, that dog killed these wolves. And I went up to the dog, and its health was actually low. So I healing hands that thing. I was like, oh, poor dog. Oh, the dog liked me, started following me. I was like, all right, I got this dog. Cool. I mean, the next place I go, I'm on my way to go do a mission. I stumble upon some site where these two frostworms were. And I'm trying to fight these frostworms, and I go to throw a fireball.
No!
And the dog jumped at the frostworm, and the fireball took out the dog. And I was like, he sacrificed himself trying to save me. No!
Yeah, he just killed it.
Yeah.
I would have reloaded out.
I tried, and the same thing. That's the thing. When you're playing a wizard, it's very hard to have companions because it's very hard to direct your spells. You're just casting shit.
It's just your fireball. It's just giant area effect.
Right.
Like, everyone get out.
Although,
of the goddamn way.
I did like some quests where you're like attacking like forts that are held by bad guys. And you just see like three or four people standing next to each other. You're like, yes.
Right.
Fireball, you all are dead. You feel like such a badass when that happens. That's the thing. Like, people have complained, though, the combat's a little easy, simple, lackluster. Yeah. I feel pretty fucking cool.
I feel pretty cool.
Maybe it's because I'm doing straight-up magic, and that's more fun. I don't know. But I'm having a freaking blast
with
it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the magic part, too, quite a bit.
It's just such a good game. So I got Halo Anniversary.
Oh, right. I forgot. How's that?
Oh, it's so fun. I love Halo.
A lot of people complain that they didn't change enough.
I don't understand that. They've been very straightforward from the beginning that... All they did was just put, like, literally, the old game is running. They just put new graphics on top of it. They weren't going to add four-player co-op or tweak the way vehicles control. That's antithetical to what they said they wanted to achieve. They didn't want to screw with the game. They wanted to preserve the gameplay and just update the graphics. And it's got that whole, the Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition thing where you could change the graphics back and forth. I didn't realize how bad this game looks.
Well, yeah, you know.
I'm sure it looked fine 10 years ago.
Right.
But, man, like, you know, it starts off with the new graphics. Everything's hunky-dory. And once, like, you know, the chief climbed out of that cryo tube, I'm like, oh, what does it look like? Hit the button? Oh.
Oh. <Ooh. laughs>
It looks really good, though, with the new graphics. It, like, really good.
You think?
I'm very happy with it.
Have you done any, like, the mother? Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, like, you know, the original Halo, it was the recharging shield with health packs.
Yeah.
Which is what they did in Reach. It's so much more fun that way. And honestly, it's what helps make the game a little more difficult. Like, because that's the thing, like, with Call of Duty now and everything. You get hurt, you just crouch somewhere and wait a second, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in this game. Like, I've been getting screwed because I have one click of health left, and I can't find a health pack, and it's really hard. But it's fun.
Old school.
I did some of the multiplayer. I mean, it's just Reach, new maps, but they tweak. Like, you can play the anniversary hoppers where, like, the pistol acts like the old Halo 1 pistol. It's a freaking death machine.
Yeah, it's just overpowered.
You know, no armor abilities, no sprinting, no backstabs. It's great. It's really cool. Fun. And the other thing, too, like, I've been playing around with the whole Kinect voice activation thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one thing you can analyze and scan things to add them to the library. It's strangely addicting for me. You just, like, you can only do it with the new graphics. You say analyze, everything kind of becomes, like, computer screened. If it's something you haven't analyzed yet, it'll glow orange. Mm-hmm. You walk up to it, you say scan, keep in the center, scans it, you got it. Characters, weapons, vehicles, all that stuff. Then you also have, like, you know, switching between the graphics. You say classic, remastered. I mean, you just push the back button, but it's kind of fun. Then you have the things like reload, change weapons, throw a grenade. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what's the point of this? I actually had an interesting thought that it could actually be very interesting for, like, disabled gamers. Like, someone who has trouble, like, manipulating all the controls for mm-hmm. a disability. Where if you can hit the triggers and work the sticks, at least, pretty much every other function is a voice control. I think that's kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah, I think so. There's some potential there.
Yeah, so it's awesome. I mean, it was $40, too. That's great.
Yeah.
I think it's the best first-person shooter that's come out this fall.
Well, that's right. I did get Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Ah, do tell.
I just played a bunch of versus matches with my friend and practiced with Phoenix Wright.
My goal
was to try to get good at Phoenix Wright. And it's difficult because you probably saw how he plays.
He's a hard character.
And before you can do anything, you have to, like, collect 3 pieces of evidence and you can go into a better fighting mode. If you can hit them with the objection bubble, then you go into, like, a superpower mode. So he's very, he's kind of complex, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I'm getting the hang of it. Besides that, you know, it's Marvel vs. Capcom 3, for sure. The new characters, they all kind of seem to have a pretty interesting play style. A few of them are, like, very straightforward, you know?
Right.
None of them are as complicated as Phoenix Wright, I would say, but they're certainly interesting.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I rented and played a bit this week of Bit Trip Saga for the 3DS.
Yeah.
I mean, those games are fun, but they're so simple.
You think?
They get boring fast to me.
I kind of want
to
try it before you send it
back. Yeah, I'll let you try it. I just find them just... The thing is, I think all of them, like the levels, are too long. Like, you just feel like you're playing the same level for like 15 minutes, and it's just like, ugh.
I kind of understand.
It's a problem I have with a lot of puzzle games. They don't feel hard. They just feel tedious, and I get bored, and then that's when I screw up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just kind of stop, focusing on it. I find that happening a lot.
You know, fair enough.
You know, aesthetically, they're really cool. Some of them don't use the 3D as well as you would think. The other thing we should talk about is Kinect Disneyland Adventures.
Oh, shit.
See, you're forgetting all this stuff. You think we had nothing to talk
break.
About.
I mean, gosh, it's been kind of a crazy week.
It has been a crazy week. Okay. So
you kind of have some fun stories.
Here we are, two men in our mid-20s,
yeah,
pushing the couch out of the way, firing up the Kinect, and walking around Disneyland, giving Mickey Mouse hugs and Donald Duck high fives, and having a blast.
I think after I danced with Donald Duck, I said game of the year.
Yes. it's simple when you break it down to its core. You know, you navigate the park by pointing. It kind of works.
Yeah, I mean, I wish, you know, it says decent a way to navigate a 3D space with Kinect as I can think of.
Yeah, the mini games are fun. The Kinect controls are actually really responsive, I thought. More so than anything I've played.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Space Mountain one, like trying to aim the laser, I was amazed at how well it was working.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where this game became amazing for you and I. So we're playing it, Mike's kind of controlling it, and we're on Main Street. And for those of you who don't know, there's a fire station on Main Street, Disneyland. Above that was Walt Disney's apartment, and when he was at the park, he would leave the lamp on so people know he was there. Well, after he died, they turned the lamp on and left it on, because Walt Disney's spirit is always there.
Aww.
So Mike's like, oh, I wonder if the lamp's on, and we look, and sure enough, it's on. Now, Mike was actually in that apartment last year when he did the Epic Mickey review event.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, see, when we went upstairs, around the corner, there was a door. Yeah, this door right here, we went in. The door's there. And that's when we realized, like, oh my god, like, everything is here. Just,
and that's really what does it for me. Like, the minigames are fine, and all that, but I just like having a, like, very faithful 3D recreation of Disneyland mm-hmm. and walk around. That's incredible.
I mean, they play the right music.
They play the right music.
The only things missing are, like, they didn't license Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Roger Rabbit.
Right, which,
whatever. I'm over it.
Right.
But, I mean, if this came out when I was 10.
Yeah, I would have blown my mind.
Oh, my God.
And it looks pretty good, too.
It does. It looks great.
And the Disney characters really do. That is kind of a fun aspect of it. Getting their autographs. There's a whole, you can take pictures of hidden Mickeys or just take pictures. It's just, it's very simple fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Very simple and clean.
It's very good.
Definitely my favorite Kinect game.
Oh, easily.
Maybe I'm slight, biased for my Disney
life. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like Disney and you're
if you're cynical about Disney.
Don't bother. But, I mean, if you're a Disney fanatic or you got kids, I think this game's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
Yeah.
All right, then. Is that it?
God, did we play? I'm trying to think. I mean, you're right. This has been, like, a crazy week.
I don't think I played anything else. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I think so.
And, all right, let's get to the releases. All right. So, Zelda came out. Are you angered by the 7.5 for it from GameSpot now?
I didn't read it
now?
Yet, actually. I should.
Are you angry just by the score?
I'm going to write an internet petition about this.
What are they going to petition? That they change it?
I don't know.
Arkham City is finally coming out for PC.
That's good.
WWE 12 comes out.
You very briefly played this at Best Buy.
I mean, that's true. It's a wrestling game. I'll talk about it more when I actually play it. Mm-hmm. I'll probably, try to get it for my birthday or Christmas. So that's PS3, Wii, 360. Tekken Hybrid for PS3, which apparently includes a remake of the terrible Tekken Tag Tournament, and Tekken Blood Vengeance 3D. I don't know what that is.
It's a feature film.
Oh. What?
So I guess you get a movie?
In a bad in a, Tekken game.
Yeah, great. For all you Tekken fans out there.
Serious Sam 3 BFE? What the heck is this?
I don't know.
It's a prequel to the original game. Okay. Was there
maybe
a Serious
Sam 3?
Maybe
it's before First Encounter.
I'm so confused. All right. Sonic Genesis for the 3DS. Cool. Yep. King of Fighters 13, 360 PS3. Keep chugging those along. Fishing Resort for Wii. Oh, God. We're going to see a lot of Wii games like that from now on.
Yeah.
That's it. Heavy Fire Afghanistan for PC. This is like the new game, I swear, is on here every week.
Yeah. There's always one.
All right. Blah, 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 blah. Jaws Ultimate Predator. Is this just a remake of that other Jaws game?
I think it's a new one, and it's not supposed to be very good.
Well, then there you go. All right, then. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Exploding Barrel, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Exploding Barrel. You can also find us in the iTunes Music Store and all that fun stuff. Yeah. All right.
For those of you in the United States, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, quite.
Those of you not in the United States, have a nice Thursday this week.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye-bye. Not been only doing this for 35 minutes.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast is now part of the Couchbound Network. Check out couchbound.net for new episodes of the Exploding Barrel Podcast, along with other podcasts featuring all kinds of geeky, nerdy stuff.